Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. For our first story today, let's head across the pond to New York City, where an incredible grassroots effort is unfolding around marine conservation, with a particular focus on monitoring humpback whales in the Hudson River and adjacent waters. Chris St. Lawrence, the communications director for Gotham Whale, recently spoke about how vital community action is to protecting and understanding local marine life. By encouraging residents to report whale sightings, Gotham Whale is helping to build a responsive and informed network of citizen scientists who can play a real role in marine preservation efforts. This collective vigilance helps researchers track whale movements, spot hazards more quickly, and develop more impactful policy recommendations to protect vulnerable habitats around the city's bustling harbors. It just goes to show that meaningful conservation often starts at the local level, with ordinary people making a difference in extraordinary ways, right on their doorstep. Switching gears to software and development, the Rust programming language team has made headlines by introducing comprehensive new policies regarding how artificial intelligence is utilized in their official documentation and code reviews. Specifically, the team is banning content generated by large language models from being directly included in their official documentation, citing the risk of inaccuracies, the need for human oversight in technical communication, and the importance of maintaining code integrity as AI systems and their output continue to evolve rapidly. These stricter guidelines highlight the ongoing debate about the balance between automation and human input, and serve as another example of how open source communities are grappling with the challenge of safely incorporating powerful new technologies while safeguarding project quality and reliability. Speaking of tech infrastructure, Texas has been in the spotlight recently, as Governor Greg Abbott announced a moratorium on new data center projects being connected to the state's electricity grid. With data center development booming and ever-increasing demand for cloud hosting, streaming, and AI, the state's power grid has been under significant pressure, particularly during peak summer usage. The governor's decision to temporarily halt new grid connections comes as part of a broader audit designed to properly examine both power demand and safety standards in the sector, making sure Texas can support rapid tech growth without sacrificing reliability for businesses and local communities alike. This move highlights the trade-offs involved in accommodating technological expansion while protecting public welfare and ensuring critical infrastructure is up to the task. Major news has also come out of the gaming industry, with EA Sports shifting from a public entity to private ownership thanks to a takeover deal led by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. The deal, estimated to be worth a staggering $55 billion, signals a dramatic shakeup in the industry and has triggered concerns among observers about competition, regulatory oversight, and whether such a move will create or cost American jobs in an increasingly global marketplace. As gaming continues to outpace traditional media sectors in both revenue and influence, questions of corporate responsibility, data handling, and the impact on innovation become even more pertinent for regulators and consumers globally. On the cybersecurity front, the AI Security Institute has published a report that raises the alarm about threats emerging from the widespread use of large language models that aren't supervised or sufficiently evaluated for safety. The report details how these unsupervised AI systems are capable of generating sophisticated malicious code, can be exploited to automate social engineering scams, and may introduce vulnerabilities into software development pipelines without developers always realizing it. The Institute's findings underscore the urgent need for high-quality cybersecurity frameworks that keep pace with evolving AI threats and ensure that the benefits of artificial intelligence are not outweighed by risks. Legal developments in the United States have also captured attention, particularly with a pivotal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling clarifying key aspects of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, especially as it applies to AI-powered services. In a case involving Perplexity AI and Amazon, the court sided with Perplexity, emphasizing the notion of user agency in deploying digital tools and creating a potential legal precedent for how AI systems are assessed in terms of responsibility and liability under existing frameworks. For developers, businesses, and privacy advocates, the ruling highlights how courts are catching up to the realities of AI and the nuanced questions around regulation, accountability, and user empowerment. Apple, meanwhile, has announced updates to its hugely influential bug bounty program after security experts and firms warned about a glut of low-quality submissions, many apparently auto-generated by AI tools. The new approach seeks to limit the number of simultaneous submissions per researcher, while also delivering more transparent feedback to those reporting legitimate vulnerabilities, especially those uncovered in macOS. Apple's changes follow broader debates in the security industry about how best to leverage AI in vulnerability research, without overwhelming companies with meaningless noise, making sure that real threats get the attention they deserve. Moving on to privacy, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has issued a pressing report on advertising software development kits, or SDKs, flagging serious concerns about how these tools are handling user location data. According to the EFF, some popular advertising SDKs, like Verve's Hybid SDK and Huawei's Petal Ads SDK, are configured by default to collect and share detailed location information with third parties, often without adequate user consent or notice. The report makes it clear that these privacy risks aren't always obvious, as developers may not thoroughly audit the SDKs or their settings, unintentionally exposing user data to privacy breaches. By calling on developers to take a more critical approach to evaluating which advertising SDKs they integrate and how they configure them, the EFF hopes to see tighter controls, more transparent privacy policies, and better user protections put in place across apps and platforms. This is particularly important in light of recent high-profile data exposure incidents, where information about users, movements, habits, and physical locations has ended up in the hands of unknown actors, sometimes with far-reaching consequences for personal privacy and security. Developers are increasingly called to not just read the documentation of SDKs, but also to check their defaults and ensure they uphold the trust of users who may not be aware of what data is being shared. In the world of open-source software, MariaDB Server, one of the most widely adopted relational database platforms, has taken a massive step forward by establishing a new, publicly documented governance framework. The framework clarifies technical ownership, decision-making channels, and how various subsystems are managed, making it easier for contributors old and new to understand their roles, collaborate, and help shape the project's roadmap. This kind of transparency is frequently cited as essential for encouraging sustainable open-source development, and for ensuring that community contributions remain a core part of how major infrastructure software evolves. On the investment front, consolidation is the word of the day, with Bending Spoons acquiring Airtable for $1.28 billion, a move emblematic of how innovative startups are increasingly folded into larger organizations to fuel further growth. This acquisition fits into a broader trend, as companies seek out strategic combinations not only to boost capabilities and talent, but also to enter new markets and platforms, as user needs and competitive landscapes shift rapidly. It's a critical reminder for tech entrepreneurs, developers, and investors alike that the tech ecosystem thrives on both open innovation and careful, calculated growth strategies. In another move with wide-reaching implications, the United States Federal Communications Commission is pushing forward with a proposed ban on importing new Chinese optical transceivers for use in American data centers. This comes as fears mount around potential backdoor vulnerabilities, data theft, or even service disruptions linked to products from Chinese tech giants, a sentiment that has only grown in recent years amid larger geopolitical tensions. If approved, the ban is likely to drive up hardware costs for cloud providers and put significant pressure on businesses to source vetted or local alternatives, raising important questions about security, market competition, and supply chain resilience. As the regulatory situation unfolds, American tech companies will need to weigh the benefits of security-focused policy against the operational challenges of shifting suppliers and navigating potential delays. Microsoft, meanwhile, continues its own internal AI evolution by creating AI token budgets for employees, marking a new approach to resourcing and governance within large-scale organizations. With the GPT-5.6 language model now offering more cost-effective performance, Microsoft is allocating AI capabilities in a way that aligns with business priorities, helping teams deploy machine learning more efficiently and responsibly. This internal budgeting model signals a new phase in enterprise AI management, where resource allocation, cost tracking, and ethical oversight come together to extract value without overextending budgets or risking project quality. Taken together, all of these stories, whether they revolve around AI, legal frameworks, environmental initiatives, or evolving business strategies, paint a picture of just how dynamic and interconnected the modern tech world has become. Innovation doesn't just happen in a vacuum. It's shaped by the interplay of regulation, investment, security, and community participation, both here in Australia and around the globe. For developers, the message is clear. Sustained growth and responsible innovation depend not just on technical skills, but on understanding how policies, legal precedents, and evolving expectations all affect your work. Addressing privacy, user consent, and data security in advertising SDKs has to be a top priority for those writing code, designing apps, and shaping user experiences. Likewise, advocacy and active participation in community and regulatory forums help ensure that digital advances are made with a view towards sustainability, accessibility, and long-term value for everyone. Whether you're monitoring marine life in your local estuary, contributing to open-source governance, or shaping AI integration at a major company, the opportunity to make an impact has never been greater or carried more responsibility. So as we wrap up this episode, keep in mind that the choices we make as developers, businesses, and individual citizens will shape not just product roadmaps, but also the future landscape of technology, law, and society itself. Thanks for listening.